This is Mile Zero. For several years, Mile Zero of this railroad would only take you to the banks of a river with no bridge. Yet this was the beginning of a rail line destined to link the nation. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln established Mile Zero, or the eastern terminus of the Union Pacific Railroad, to be Council Bluffs, Iowa. There are already trains here and across the river in Omaha, but no bridge to link them.
People were picked up in Council Bluffs even before there was a bridge and brought across the river by steamboat. Whole trains were brought across the river by ferry and then loaded onto tracks on the Omaha side and taken over.
As Patricia Labounty at the Union Pacific Railroad Museum in Council Bluffs explains, the 1860s were a time of great growth for the railroads here.
1867, the Chicago Northwestern arrives in Council Bluffs, providing an east connection, a connection to the East Coast for Union Pacific, and then things really started to take off.
Soon, Council Bluffs, Iowa was the fifth largest mail terminal in the nation, a place where trains arrived and departed from all directions. But the 1860s were also a difficult time for the new Union Pacific, as the Civil War took potential workers to the battlefields. Meanwhile, another railroad was laying track from the West Coast headed east.
Now, Central Pacific started at the same time from Sacramento, California, which is their Mile Zero, and had a little bit better process initially. They weren't as impacted by the Civil War.
While the Central Pacific was somewhat insulated from the Civil War, they began to experience their own problems with their workforce.
Their problem was they would hire folks in San Francisco or Sacramento, get them up into the mountains to do the really hard work of going through that geography. And those folks would run off to mine for gold.
Those lines eventually met in Utah in 1869. But there's much more to the story here at Union Pacific's Mile Zero. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Council Bluffs, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.